I know you want to rush out. That was great, wasn't it? We thank the Lord for the ministry of our youth and for their involvement in the church and their desire to love and please the Lord. As I've already said, we have a number of people tonight to be baptized. We'd like to share with them and with you something of the importance of the baptismal service and the step that they're about to be involved in. And I'd like to share these thoughts with you before we ask those candidates, those that are to be baptized tonight, to go to prepare themselves for the baptismal service. I'd like to read with you from Mark's Gospel, the first chapter, speaking of the baptism of Jesus Christ. We recognize in verse 9, first of all four gospel writers record the baptism of Jesus Christ by John the Baptist. Not all of them recorded his birth. There are other things that all of them did not record about the life and the ministry of Jesus Christ. Different gospel writers emphasized and brought into focus different aspects of the life and the teaching of the Lord Jesus Christ. But we do find that all four gospel writers record the baptism, the water baptism of Jesus Christ by John the Baptist. And so that says to me that it's an important thing in the life of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And it also is an important thing to us as believers. 1 Peter, I believe it is, in the second chapter, verse 21, I believe it is, says that Jesus Christ is our example and that we are to follow in his steps. And so if I find there are things that Jesus did and that I think that I should follow in his steps, I should seek to do what he did. And that goes to cover a lot of areas of his life. But in verse 9, John the Baptist had been telling Jesus or arguing with him about his baptizing him. He says in verse 8, he says, I indeed have baptized you with water, but he shall baptize you with the Holy Ghost. And we find that as he was saying this, Jesus arrived on the scene for John the Baptist to baptize him. John the Baptist was not sure about that. He felt like that he was not worthy to baptize Jesus and that he needed to be baptized by him. But he says in verse 9, and it came to pass in those days that Jesus came from Nazareth of Galilee and was baptized of John in Jordan. And straightway coming up out of the water, he saw the heavens open and the Spirit like a dove descending upon him. And there came a voice from heaven saying, Thou art my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. Now, when we visited the Holy Land, one of the things that impressed me as we traveled over the Holy Land, and it was pointed out to us by our guide, the many places where Jesus taught, where he ministered, I became conscious and aware of the fact of how much Jesus Christ had to travel. He traveled a great deal of distances on foot. Now, when I recognize the fact that Jesus Christ had to come to Nazareth, where John was baptizing in water to be baptized by John, I recognize that he had to travel some 60 or 70 miles on foot to get where John the Baptist was preaching repentance to all that would listen to him, and if they showed signs of repentance, then he would baptize them in water. If you read in Luke's gospel, said that many came to hear John preach, and they sought to get John to baptize them, but he refused to baptize them because they did have no fruits or showed no sign of repentance. He said, you go and bring forth fruit of repentance, showing to me that you've really repented of your sins, then I will baptize you. He said, said that to the Pharisees, who thought that they were worthy to be baptized because they were of Abraham's seed. And he said, I want you to know that doesn't matter. He pointed to the stones and said that God was able to raise up children from these stones. So your race did not make you worthy to be baptized with my baptism. Then there were those that come that were publicans, and he said, if you want to really show signs of repentance and be baptized me, then you've got to quit shortchanging people. He said to the soldiers that came to be baptized, if you really want to be baptized by me, then you've got to quit oppressing the people. And it went on down the list, saying if you wanted to be baptized with my baptism, you must show signs that you have repented of your sins. I still believe that is a condition for water baptism. But the importance that Jesus placed on the baptismal service, the water baptism, was shown by his traveling some 60 miles to the place where John was baptizing. Now, there are a lot of people that treat water baptismal services different than water baptism. Some people put too much emphasis on it. They make it a prerequisite to salvation. They say, in order for you to be saved, you've got to be baptized with water. But that's not scripturally true. Water baptism has nothing to do with regeneration. Not one thing. Then there are others that don't put enough emphasis on water baptism. They treat it very lightly. They're very careless with it. So you can go to either extreme. But I believe that we see the importance of this service by the fact that Jesus Christ came so many miles and submitted himself to John the Baptist, his cousin, to be baptized in water. Now, I know also that we recognize that water baptism had nothing to do with the salvation of Jesus. Jesus was not a sinner. He didn't need to be saved. And certainly, water baptism had nothing to do with the salvation of Jesus, just like it doesn't have to do anything with the salvation of us. We're saved by believing on the Lord Jesus Christ. Scripture after scripture says, the jailer said, what must I do to be saved? He said, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved. And later on, he and his household were baptized. Jesus himself says, he who comes to me, that he would give them power to become the sons of God. Also, Romans says, therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ himself never baptized anybody in water. And Paul only baptized three families that we know anything about. So if water baptism was initial for a person to be saved, I suppose that these two great men who had such a compassion for souls would have done the baptizing themselves. But we know that it does have nothing to do with our being saved. But we are baptized not in order that we might be saved, but we are baptized because we have been saved. And there is a response that we need to give to that. Somebody might say, well, who is a candidate to be baptized? Who needs to be baptized? Every person who has accepted Jesus Christ as their personal Savior needs to be baptized. You remember when Philip was preaching to the Ethiopian eunuch in the book of Acts? He had expounded to him from the scriptures in Isaiah, telling him how Jesus was the Lamb and how Jesus had died on the cross to save him from the sins. Well, the Ethiopian believed what Philip was saying, and somewhere during their conversation, Philip expounded to him how that a person needed to be baptized after that he was saved and received Jesus Christ. And as they were riding along in that chariot out in the middle of the desert, all of a sudden they came upon some water, and the Ethiopian said, look, water, why can't I be baptized? And Philip answered and said, you can, if you believe with all your heart. And the eunuch said, I do believe. I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. And then they said, well, pull over. joyful trust that Jesus is the Messiah and accept Him as the author of your salvation in the kingdom of God, giving Him your obedience, then you may. And he replied, I do believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. My friends, in order for a man to be a candidate for the baptism, water baptism, he must believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. And he must accept Him as his Savior. These people tonight that will be baptized have assured me and their Sunday school teachers that they have been saved, that they have accepted Jesus Christ. And they desire to follow that out by being baptized in water as a profession to the people around them that, yes, we have accepted Jesus Christ. What a joy and what a significant time in the life of those that are to be baptized tonight. You will recognize that there will be many young people baptized tonight. And there will also be some middle-aged, and then there will be some on in the years that will be baptized. Sometimes people look at children when they're being baptized and they wonder, do they really know what they're doing? Do they know the importance? Well, I want you to know, according to all the statistics that we can gather, most people that are saved very early in their life. The longer and the older they get, the least likelihood it is for them to be saved. So most people do come to Jesus Christ when they're young. They do know what it is to be saved, and they accept Him, and they're baptized. Show that they have accepted the Lord Jesus Christ. And so this is a very meaningful service. And what a joy it is for you to have come tonight to sit in the congregation and witness this baptismal service. You see the work of God. And every person that walked into that baptistry tonight, they are saying that I have been saved, that I recognize I am leaving an old life. And when I'm submerged and put under the water and I come up a new creature in Christ Jesus. I put off the old way of life and I've accepted a new way of walking and following Jesus Christ. It's a picture of their death to the old man and their resurrection to the life of the new man. So it's a joy. This will stick in their minds. How many of you tonight that are Christians can remember when you were baptized? It was a high point in your life, wasn't it? I don't know whether you were like me or not. I at a younger age, went to a church where they didn't talk a whole lot about salvation. I responded to some sort of invitation, and I was sprinkled. Later on, I went to another church, and I was immersed. And then later on, I really got saved, and then I went forward and was baptized again. But what I want to say to you tonight is, friends, I remember it was in a river where I was baptized after I really got saved. And I'll tell you, there's something about a baptismal service on the river banks that really blesses your heart. In South Georgia, a lot of the rural churches didn't have baptistries, and you had to go out there to the river, and the water was cold. But I want to tell you, I still remember when I accepted Jesus Christ, and I can remember the warm, sensational feeling that I had go all through me when I was plunged beneath the water, and I'd recognize I'd obeyed God. It was a high point in my life, and I want you to know, all you that are being baptized tonight, this is a very important moment in your Christian life. It ought to be very meaningful to you. And the saints of God that sit in this congregation tonight, they rejoice with you, because by your baptism you're saying to them, we have been saved, we've accepted Jesus Christ, and we want the world to know that we're saved. It's a public profession of your confession and acceptance of the Lord Jesus Christ. Thank God. Thank God tonight, friends, for this tremendous opportunity that we have of sharing this experience with them, knowing that the Lord is pleased with our being baptized. We do it in obedience to a command. He sent His disciples out and He said, go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. And the Bible says in the book of Acts, and now when they had received the word, they were baptized. And they that gladly received the word were baptized. And Ananias said to Paul, why tarriest thou? Arise and be baptized. So what we're doing tonight is scriptural and important and meaningful. Would all of you that are going to be baptized please come and stand before me just before we go to the back of the room to prepare. All of you that are going to be baptized, would you just come stand and face me tonight where I can give you a few more instructions as you come. And friends, I want you to recognize this is a very, very important time in the lives of these people, and we thank God for this. I want to address all of you that are coming forward tonight to be baptized. I want you to recognize that this is a very serious moment in your life, and that you're about to be baptized, and as you're baptized, you are making a confession of your faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. You're not being baptized to be saved. You've already been saved, and that's why you're being baptized. And you were saved because you accepted Jesus Christ. And when we baptize you tonight, it's symbolic of what has taken place in your life. It says to you that you recognize that you are buried with Christ in his death and raised with him in his resurrection. You're putting off the old life to begin living the new life. In the song that we sing sometimes, I'm a brand new creation. I'm a new creature in God. I've been born again. And that's what you're doing, and what you're doing this morning. And I say to you young people, you're young, and many of you have accepted the Lord, and your Sunday school teachers have talked to you about baptismal service, and your children's church pastors, and I know they're delighted. And you young people, I want you to know this is very significant for you, very meaningful to you, and I pray that it will be a part of your life that you remember forever, ever, and that you will realize the responsibility you have now of serving and living for Jesus.